Hello, can you hear us?
Yes.
All right, congrats on that win. Quickly before we go to questions, just talk a little bit about what it means to finally have a win in the win column after some great runs this season so far.
It feels good. It really feels good, especially to win the way we did. We didn't luck into it, or it wasn't good strategy. It was straight up good racing. Thought everybody did a good job today in the whole series. Racing was pretty clean. And feels really good to get this Toyota Tundra United Rentals race team in victory lane again, and kind of go forward and not have to worry about getting in the chase just because of a points lead, get in with our wins.
All right, we will now go to questions. If you have one for Scott, please just once again raise your hand within the Zoom platform or shoot us a chat and we'll be watching those as well. We are going to take our first question from Bob. Bob, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Scott, what's your kind of procedure now? You looks like you get what about you have about what 90 more minutes to work on the car tonight and then a couple hours in the morning?
Yeah, that's correct. It was 2 hours after the race and then 2 hours in the morning. We need to work on the rear bumper, which is pretty standard procedure for truck racing. The restarts are so important that guys just push each other. And it always damages the rear bumper. So NASCAR said they'll give us a little extra time to get that fixed up.
And do you feel at some point that you want Austin to win a race on like a green white checker just to put any like doubts from Atlanta behind him?
No, Atlanta's this team has a great character and ability to just put last week behind us. We meet and talk about how the race played out and what we could do better the next time, whether it's setup or pit crew or Austin, technique or spotting, whatever it is. And we sit down, we talk about it, and we move forward together. But I'm proud of the season we've had, and you're going to lose races that way. But today we did our jobs and we won. I feel like we won in a Kyle Busch manner, right? So that really makes us feel well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Sterling, go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, Scott, congrats on the win tonight. Tonight's race was 200 miles, and it was in the evening going into nighttime, whereas tomorrow you'll be running 200 miles during the heat of the day. Would the changing conditions force you guys to make any changes to the setup of the truck for tomorrow?
Yeah, we will. I have a short list of what I thought it was going to take to go from night to day, but that's obviously going to change a little bit because it was a little bit different than I had expected. It is very hot. The track definitely changed as the sun started to shade turns 3 and 4, and we kind of adjusted for that all night. But when we get out of here, I'm going to do some sim tonight and work on some setup changes for first thing in the morning. But we'll change. We'll change a few things, but probably not a tremendous amount.
Thanks, Scott. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Chris Nye. Chris, go ahead with your question.
Hey, Scott. Congrats on the win. I'm just wondering if Austin's season and consistency and strength is anything compared to 2018. Are you noticing a difference compared to 2018 with Brett?
The dynamic of the team is definitely a little bit different. 2018, we struggled with some sponsorship. The rules were different. We raced, it's two different engine manufacturers in the field. There's a lot of different aspects to 2018 to now, but I feel like we're as strong as we were in 2018, if not stronger. It's given us 2 years to build this program, build some more equipment. Refine our equipment and our processes. So, no, I feel very confident in where we're at. I feel like we're better than we were at that point.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Dustin Long. Dustin, go ahead.
Thank you. Scott, obviously, I mean, I know you're only halfway through this weekend, but, certainly this year a lot of things are being done. Maybe some things could carry over to next year. Is this something that a doubleheader weekend could work in the future for the truck series on a more regular basis to save money on traveling? Or is this going to be so taxing that it's better to only have this once a week and this is only being done because of the extreme cases of this year?
That's a really good question. And it's kind of a trick question, I think, you know, because I have a yes and a no answer. It is very taxing on the teams to prepare for two straight races. When you compare the truck organization to Xfinity or Cup, we don't have the resources back at the shop as some bigger teams, but it is taxing, probably mostly on our engine programs, pit crew guys. I don't know that we're saving a whole lot on travel. It's really just the air flight. Everything else is the same. Tires are the same. Hotels are the same. So I don't know. Right now, my outlook is I'm not complaining about it because we're racing, right? And we're fortunate that we can. So whatever we need to do to get the races in, I'm good with it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe that is all the questions we have. So thanks again for joining us here quickly after the win, but congratulations. We know you have to get to work, and we look forward to talking with you after tomorrow's race as well.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Have a good day.
And to all of our media here on the Zoom, just a friendly reminder, we will have the audio and video from tonight's post-race Zoom from Kansas available on NASCARmedia.com. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to any of our NASCAR communication staff. And just a friendly reminder that we will also have ARCA post-race with their race winner and second and third place here in just a little bit. So thanks for joining us, and we wish you a good night.